Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be sunny with a high near 73 degrees, breezy with a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles an hour, breezy with northwest wind 13 to 18 miles per hour, gusting as high as 26 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 46, and on Tuesday, a 40% chance of showers after 2 p.m., increasing clouds with a high near 66, light and variable wind. And in the news for today, hundreds of people rallied at the state capitol Saturday in support of access to legal abortion services in response to the leaked memo published last week by Politico that indicates the U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority intends to overturn Roe v. Wade, which would end nearly 50 years of federal protection. The protest, organized by Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, took place on the same day dozens of other demonstrations were scheduled in cities and state capitals across the country, as well as in Washington, D.C., where people have continued to protest outside the Supreme Court building and outside of the homes of Chief Justice John Roberts and Justices Samuel Alito and Brett Kavanaugh. The pending Supreme Court decision could soon make all abortions illegal in Wisconsin under a 19th century ban of the medical procedure, which was made unenforceable by Roe. If the Supreme Court publishes its 5-4 opinion without changes, Wisconsin's existing law dictates that destroying the life of an unborn child would constitute a Class H felony, punishable by up to 6 years of combined prison and extended supervision and a fine of up to $10,000. The High Court is expected to publish its opinion this summer. The consequences for overturning Roe v. Wade cannot be overstated, Governor Tony Evers told the crowd. I'm old enough to remember the way things were before Roe, and it wasn't pretty. That's why I'm here to tell you today that we cannot go back. We can never go back. And if we don't want to go back, then together we have a lot of work to do. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, who co-authored the 2021 Women's Health Protection Act to codify parts of Roe v. Wade and guarantee access to legal abortion nationwide, also addressed the crowd Saturday, days after the bill was struck down in a 51-49 vote, with all Senate Republicans and West Virginia's Democratic Senator Joe Manchin in opposition. That, according to a report used here with permission from the Wisconsin State Journal. And in local news, a reminder from a story we reported on last Friday, Viroqua City Hall will be closed today to prepare its move for a new facility located just a half block west at 124 West Decker. The new offices will reopen on Tuesday at 7:30 a.m. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.